From my experiences as a staff member at freedom-based schools, I have seen that when young people have the opportunity to be in charge of their lives, they come to realize that merely following desires and whims will not lead to achieving their goals or to living well with others. Young people in freedom-based schools can decide what they do at school each day, and this experience teaches them that their goals will not be reached without regular effort. Time after time, I have seen young people absorbed in goal-directed work stemming from their own initiative. When I was working at Albany Free School, a group of 10 to 12-year-old students wanted to travel and take an overnight trip. They gathered together, signed up a few staff members to go on the trip with them, researched the possibilities, and eventually decided on Montreal as the destination. For many weeks, the students were hard at work determining the budget for the trip, deciding their daily schedule, connecting with a First Nations community that ended up hosting them in their longhouse, and raising all the money needed for the trip. When one of the students was not helping the rest of the group, it was several of the students, not one of the teachers, who reminded their friend to get back to work.